Let's all say thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord.
Say thank the Lord again.
Thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord again.
Thank the Lord.
Let's all the saints to praise the Lord.
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 Today I do give honor and thanks unto the Almighty God for the many blessings which He has bestowed upon me and this building, and that He has blessed that it may be a shelter for the people of God this day. And we want to thank and praise Him how He has continually watched over us, protected us, guided us, and brought us until this point where we can testify beyond the shadow of a doubt that our taproot is anchored in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And to those of you that are present here today, and to the precious people of God out there in radio land that is witnessing with us at this moment, we say peace be unto you and praise the Lord.
Peace be unto you and praise the Lord.
You know, saints of God, it's just a wonderful thing. It's a blessing to be on Main Street today. Because I'm persuaded that if the Lord should check his calendar, should he have one, and say the time is up, if he came in the midair and sent Gabriel down, or if he calls, today it would be Main Street.
Amen.
He would gather his prize from Main Street.
Amen.
So it's a blessing to be here and be with the people of God. The one whose prayers that is recognized in heaven. And it's a beautiful thing. I was tempted to smile when I looked back. You know, we had what was known as a prodigal son in the Bible. I don't know what they call a daughter. I can't recall. But the prodigal son, he went away for a while. And that's just a heading. In the scripture per se, I don't think you find it listed as a prodigal son. But to differentiate this particular individual from the rest of them, it said the prodigal son, the one that went away and stayed a while. The Lord blessed him to come back. And the daughter likewise that went away and stayed a long time. Lord bless her to come back. I don't know if I promised not to talk about it or not, but it's kind of hard. I have a tendency to talk about everybody. You remember, because he was singing this song when I got anointed over on the International House, who is back with us today. She promised to stay, so we won't make a text on her. But it's so good to see you, and I see so many saints from far away. I know when you are inspired to travel over the highways, and in this day and time when there is so much out there in the world to attract your attention, but yet you continue over the highways to the house of God. It's a blessing. And I want to say to you, you hold fast. You hold fast. Satan will seek to deceive you, offset you. He has a bag of tricks, and he have his patience is eternal, so to speak. I mean, if you don't want this, oh, all right, don't worry. He has something else for you. But this is the only thing. This is the only thing that's going to stand forever. And if you want eternal salvation, you come and stand with me. And as I told you before, I guarantee you, you get it. I think I must have opened a bag of worms or something last week. I don't know why I was talking, and then I went off talking about this, those that are that went astray, and those that stood with us, and associated with 22nd and Bainbridge Street and other places. I didn't know while I spoke on it. I didn't have it no place in my thoughts. Believe me, it was far from me. But the Spirit searched the body. And he said, it was needful. See? The God that cannot lie. Not one that will not. One that cannot lie. Whose ways are beyond being searched. You can't even search it out. See? He knew the composition of the audience on last first day. And he knew that there was some here that was facing eternal damnation. I want to tell you, there are some here that associate with my enemy. And at one time I felt tenderly toward my enemy, and I wouldn't necessarily class him as my enemy at that time. But now I'm beginning to harden. And I'll say to you, they are my enemy. I will not wish that or pray the prayer that David prayed against his enemies, but I say, should God move on them with eternal destruction immediately, I said, thank the Lord. That's just the way I feel. Because they are destroying souls, eternal damnation. And if you, those of you that are affiliated, associated with those, maybe your mother, your brother, your father, your sister, your children, I don't care who it is. If they can come and be within your presence and talk with you, it's because you made them comfortable. Then you are my enemy. And I don't wish anything on you at this time, but should God come and snatch them away if he took you, I say amen. Because you don't realize what is happening. You can't hide Like I said, I had no idea, but the Spirit knew. You can't hide, it's like the old folks used to sing a song, you can't hide, there's no hiding place down here. You just can't hide. Sooner or later, the Spirit's going to manifest. Like I say, I get these strange feelings and something to come over me, and I may not know what it is today, but you can rest assured tomorrow it'll manifest itself. You are playing with your own soul salvation. If you can make it in the eternal flames of hell, amen. Amen. Someone told me that someone from one of the little churches, you know, they're interested and say, you know, you have somebody in your church that tell us what's going on, just like we have somebody in our church tell you what's going on. I don't even know where the church is. I don't know. They don't interest me. But if that's what you are doing, and you are, I feel sorry for you. You didn't just get wrong. You've been wrong a long time. And you just began to manifest yourself. The Lord began to show me these things gradually. I don't know if He's showing me these things and hardening me, and because it soon will be time to pack up and move on, I don't know. But I want you to know one thing. You can never win. The former apostle said before he died, you can never win fighting against a prophet. You're fighting a losing battle. You can't fight against me. But he said there's no enchantment against Jacob. Neither is there any divination against Israel. You can't fight against me, nor my children. Try and see, won't you hear it sooner or later from here. And tell you what you're trying to do. I'll tell you what you're trying to do, and then I'll tell you what you are doing. You are sealing your soul, your faith. You're sealing it. You think this is something that I was put here by vote, popularity? I told him I stood at 22nd and Bamer Street when the church was in an uproar and I had very few. I told him, said, you can't vote me any place. Nothing you can do for me.
Amen.
It's already said, it's etched in stone.
Amen.
That's the way it's going to be.
Amen.
God's going to have a prophet in the land in this evening time, and He already set him in place.
Amen.
And it's just a matter of time.
Amen.
You don't believe it? Don't worry. I don't worry about it. I put my work clothes on and go work. I don't worry about it. But I guarantee you one thing. If you're not working with me, hell, eternal hell is your dwelling place. It's impossible for you to make it. Impossible. There's only one key in the land today.
Amen.
And I have that.
Amen.
don't believe it, contact heaven. I dare you to contact heaven. And I have told you in the presence of this congregation, I fear God. I know what he can do. I know some of the things. I don't know the fullness of the depths of what he can do. It's beyond me. But that which he can, that I know he can do, makes me tremble.
Amen.
I know he is not to be played with.
Amen.
Okay. I figure if he want to carry on a conversation, he'd go with somebody higher than we are. He'd talk with the angel.
Amen.
So I have told you time and time and again. I stand in your presence now and tell you, if there's another prophet in the land today, if I don't know him, he's not here. And see, I don't know how one could be in the land anyway. God had a job to do. He had a program to put in place. He had a building to build here on earth. Salvation station. Put it out for bid, and Bishop Johnson got the contract. He's a GC. He's the one with the contract on building the eternal plan of salvation for you, I, and anybody else in this day and time, and he got the contract.
Amen.
He signed it with John 20:21. Anybody else that worked on that building is a subcontractor, got to come from him.
Amen.
So if he's out there and didn't come from Bishop Johnson, he's not out there.
Amen.
It's just simple as that. He put it out for bid, gave it to Johnson, and he went on back.
Amen.
He laid the foundation. Then he needs some builders, some carpenters, and Bishop Shelton coming on. He got the carpenter contract. He put as much. Now I got a contract.
Amen.
And if the building is not completed when I leave, I got to call in another subcontract.
Amen.
Let me see your bid.
Amen.
I want to check you out, see if you can work on this bill.
Amen.
Simple as that. See, God didn't go all over, one here and one there. He wrote up one specs, put out his contract. What's your price? John 20:21. Sign. Michael or Gabriel, whoever gave it to him, gone back. He went out of business. He said, I'm out of preaching business now. I won't do no more. I'm the celestial part of the church. Now you're looking at the terrestrial part of the church. See, when I do that which I'm supposed to do, then God comes and seals it with the celestial part, and it's become the church. But it will never be the church unless God seals it. He has to put his approval on it. And if he doesn't put his approval on it, it's just a building, a doghouse, or whatever you want to call it. So, I guess I must have opened a can of worms last week. Open a can of worms. But like I said, if you got mother, brother, sister, father, see, you got to separate yourself. I mean, in the days of old, when they went to war, when things went wrong, they told the family, said, kill it. I mean, you had to kill mother, brother, you had to kill them. Naturally, you got to kill them spiritually tonight. The old man is your old man, and he talking evil. You do what you have to do. Let it go at that. And if you must say anything about it, tell the truth that he's a devil. So all I'm doing is that which I'm required to do by the Spirit. You got your children that run in and out of your house. speaking evil. Bible says, how can two walk together except they agree? See, you haven't, you've been floating around now. But now is the time you're going to do some, it's getting hard. You know, you're pretty close to, I'm pretty close to her or him. And, you know, I can't understand it. Well, you're going to have to cut his head off, so to speak. Walk away. Stand by yourself. That's what you got to do. I told you some time ago, I think I spoke to you. Sister Alma had a gathering at her house. I said, God is calling for a total sacrifice. Ashes. Give you beauty for ashes. You give him ashes, he give you beauty. You know what ashes is? Ashes is the remain of that which has been destroyed. Burn up. When you burn that old self up, cut her loose from everything. So, Lord, as thou will. So, you play around and you get caught up out there. See, what happens, they start measuring their success in material things. Oh, he got a big old restaurant. Yeah. You serve the devil, he'll give you one too. You got, there's a day approaching. And you cannot miss it. Or what they call a day of reckoning. It's up to you. Like I told you, I'm just as serious as I can be. I'd take you to one of them fast food places, they have hot dogs and drink 15 cents and buy you a 10 cent soda and sit there while you're drinking, and then they'll show you to the train that's leading to hell and tell you they're your train. It was nice knowing you, sir, but if I see you again, I'll probably look down on you, and I don't know if I'd be able to recognize you out there smoking all this coming up. Amen. Except one thing, I have a consolation of knowing you are down there. Amen. And walk away. Amen. That's simple as that. That's what you want. What you want is what you get. Can't deceive God. Can't deceive. So you hide it. Once you leave here, you get on the telephone, talk, may go get your buddy, talks, says, I'll get a video for you. And I don't know if they finished down, but I'll get you one. So you know what's going on down there. Everybody wants to know what's going on down here. And like I said last week, this is a nice crowd. A nice little crowd like this make the rapture. I feel good. Because I still remember that few, which was eight. And that doesn't apply to you. It would only be seven that apply to you, because I have one of them six. So you compare notes and, you know. And who are you and what can you do? I mean, who are you? The most communication you have with that which is supernatural is from Satan. God is not telling you all these things.
Amen.
More than likely, he withdrew. Therefore, the fear has diminished. Therefore, Satan has a full run of the mill with you.
Amen.
Whatever he writes down overnight and give it to you, read it the next day. You are pitiful. Pitiful. Who are you? I cry out. Most every morning, every night, I tell the Lord to blot out my transgression. Count me worthy to escape. Now, who are you? And I have a hotline. I speak directly, as they said, to the man upstairs. Now, who do you talk to? The one next to you. And you're going to get attitude and ideas. You need to go to hell. Man and took a position lower than angels. Come down here and hung on the cross for your salvation. You should be running day and night. Lord, count me worthy. But you're running from place to place with all the garbage you can have. Kind of remind me when I first came into truth. I know some of you probably know who he was. There was a brother in there that had all the garbage on everybody. Just about. I didn't know him. I didn't know him, you know, because there was very few saints I knew. I guess from the time I was in the church until the headquarters burnt down, I doubt if I knew 20 saints. But I sat down beside him one day, and he may have known my name, but I didn't know him. And when I sat down beside him and got comfortable, he began to unravel. And he was telling me garbage about I didn't even know the saint's name. Everybody. Just like old garbage truck. Haul garbage all week. Then they set it out in the sun on the weekend, don't wash it out, and haul it the next week. And after a while, you know how it is. You can't stay near it. It smells so bad. He just unloaded all this. I didn't want to hear that stuff. And I looked around one day, he was gone. He had dumped his load and he went on. I guess he was going to start another dump someplace. He was long gone. But you're only destroying yourself. When you do things, because if you tell anyone what someone said, a secret is only a secret if there's three people and two of them are dead. Then it's a secret. But if you tell anyone, like I say, your best friend you don't have to be that best friend. And they're going to tell it. And when they tell it, it's on the move then. It won't be long before I get. And all I can say is I feel sorry for you. I do. Because you can't hide. You know, there was a king in Israel by the name of Jeroboam. He had a son by the name of Abijah. And he fell sick. He took ill. Jeroboam told his wife, said, now look, rise up. And I want you to disguise yourself so they won't know you are the wife of Jeroboam. Go to Shiloh. There's a man there, a prophet, by the name of Ahijah, said he told me that I was going to be king of this people. So now you go there and you ask him, inquire about our child. Now one thing, the king knew where the prophet was. And all of them out there talking and kicking up their heels, you press them real hard, my name will come up somewhere to other. Just press them real hard. Now, Jeroboam's wife, she was obedient, and she got up and disguised herself and headed out for Shiloh. The Spirit knew about it, too. See, the prophet Ahijah, he couldn't see. His eyes were set because of age. He couldn't see. But the Spirit got there before Jeroboam's wife and said, now look, Jeroboam's wife is coming here and she disguised herself to be another. And she's coming to ask about the child. He's sick. So now I want you to tell him thus and so. When Jeroboam's wife's footstep hit the door, prophet Ahijah, if you substituted nowadays, it would be prophet Nehemiah.